From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker says what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. A Russian admiral says Russian involvement on the ground in Syria is likely. The remarks follow reports that Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey has reported multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish government officials say the country's military radar locked on to the Russian jet and Turkish Air Force F-16 fighters were scrambled to intercept it. A Turkish official quoted in the media said its jets would have engaged, but the Russian plane returned to Syrian airspace. Under current rules of engagement, Turkish forces can attack any warplane operating from Syria that breaches its airspace. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu warned Russia against future violations. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A Russian official is blaming poor weather conditions for the incident. The Afghan military called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients. That word from the U.S. Army General John Campbell. He is the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. He told reporters at the Pentagon he was correcting an earlier statement that the U.S. bombardment was intended to defend American forces under fire. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N. Gafuan has resigned. He says he wants to be a participant in the upcoming 2017 elections. He has served in the current administration in various capacities as finance minister, director of budget, and foreign minister. This is VOA News. Officials in Nigeria say at least 74 of the country's citizens were killed in last month's stampede at the annual Hajj in Saudi Arabia. Chris Stein has more.
According to the latest figures from Nigeria's Hajj Commission, 74 Nigerians died in the stampede, and another 64 were injured. News reports indicate Nigeria suffered more casualties than any other country in sub-Saharan Africa, and the death toll may still rise. 244 Nigerians who went to the Hajj remain missing. Commission officials are searching for them after the government called for every Nigerian pilgrim to be accounted for. Chris Stein, Lagos.
At least 37 people were killed in a series of car bombings across Iraq. Police say the largest bomb exploded near a crowded market in the predominantly Shiite town of Khalis, killing 15 people. A second attack killed 10 people at another market in the town of Al-Zubair. Meanwhile, Baghdad police say a car bomb exploded in the Husseiniya district in the northern outskirts of the city, killing 12 people. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced the creation of two new marine sanctuaries in the states of Maryland and Wisconsin. He delivered that message via video to an international conference on the world's marine ecosystem. Other countries are also expected to announce similar moves at the two-day Our Ocean 2015 conference in Chile. The United States, Japan, and 10 other Pacific Rim countries reached agreement Monday on a free trade partnership. The pact will lower trade barriers and set commercial rules for 40% of the world's economy. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was completed in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta, Georgia. The completion of the accord is seen as a major foreign policy victory for U.S. President Barack Obama, even though congressional approval of the arrangement is uncertain. Thailand's military government has appointed a committee to write a new constitution. The action comes after an earlier version of the document was rejected. Deputy Prime Minister Visanu Krauengam says the new 21-member committee will begin work immediately and has 6 months to complete a draft charter. The U.S. Justice Department and five U.S. states have finalized a settlement of $20.8 billion to resolve claims against the BP company. Those charges stem from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The agreement announced Monday resolves the government's civil claims under the Clean Water Act and natural resources damages. It also covers claims of economic damage made by five Gulf states, Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas, as well as their local governments. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.